Proud is not the word that comes to mind, but I don't know. I mean, I would never write anything like that now. Mm-hmm. Although sometimes I listen, I'm like, God, I really haven't changed that much.
The outlook of a 30-something is a little different than that of a teenager. So Maria Taylor may cringe listening to her early days in music, but it's brought her to a pretty good place today as a standout songwriter among stellar peers. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. Maria Taylor's third solo album is called Lady Luck, an interesting title given that much of the songwriting inspiration came from an ending relationship. But that's just the sort of combo you'll hear in the songs, a bit of melancholy, but with an uplifting warmth. Taylor has a couple of bands in her past, getting her start in the Alabama band Little Red Rocket at 15, and eventually forming the duo Azure Ray. That project actually reuniting this summer. But for the past several years, Maria's taken the solo route, at least in name. In reality, she's settled into an impressive circle of musicians from Georgia to Nebraska to L.A., working with Connor Oberst, Moby, and now Michael Stipe, among a long list of others. And Maria told FUV's Darren DeVivo more about the balance of collaboration and solo time in her work.
Why did you stop doing the Azure Ray thing?
I think we just wanted a change, just to try something different. But we're actually going to we're gonna work on a new record soon.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we just took a five-year hiatus.
Did you find that the types of songs you wrote or your approach to writing changed once you were now, all right, I'm no longer part of this group, it's me now, you know?
Well, I was ready to rock out a little more. So I think, you know, I wrote my songs with that in mind. And also, I don't know, Azure Ray's just typically it was a somber vibe. And so I think maybe my songs still are like that, but maybe a little happier.
I'm keeping up with the time-lapse lifeline.
And now a guy named Michael Stipe guests on this new one.
Yeah, he sang on one too.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, how did you end up connecting with Michael Stipe?
I've been friends with him for about 10 years because I lived in Athens, Georgia as well. I lived there for 4 years. So we just hung out in the same circle of friends. And then I was down there rehearsing for a tour and I was trying to finish that song. And we were going to all go to a party. And I was like, I can't go. I need to just finish this because I really want to play it tomorrow. And then he just said, do you want me to help you write lyrics? And I was like, yes. So we sat up all night working on it. It was really fun.
The pretend season that we fill. The cartoons and forever plans. I've seen it in your eyes. I will be sad. Electricity favors us. Did you know I'm not reading into anything? And did you know our love will never die?
That's Maria Taylor at FUV in a live version of Cartoons and Forever Plans. You can hear the complete conversation and performance online at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.